Hey, welcome to the first episode of Fat with a F. I'm your host, TJ King. And just a little bit about the show before we get into it. I don't really want to explain what the show is, because then you'll get into your head about what's going on and if I'm doing my job right, which we never need. But it's Fat with a F. It's the first episode, so, you know, don't be a jerk about stuff. I mean, it's not going to be perfect. I mean, you may love it. I don't know. You may be deaf, and this is your first time hearing anything in 8 years, so you might love this. Let's just get into it. Here in the studio with Allison.
Hello.
And Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
And we are here to help you with your issues.
Yeah.
By making you laugh. Nice. Yeah, and I perform with Ben in the pool, and Allison I love. Not to say I don't love you, Ben.
Yeah, but your association with me was like so lame compared to that. Allison is the love of my life, and Ben is this guy I know. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that happens. Sometimes you love a kid, sometimes you don't.
Isn't that fucked up how you realize that after a certain age? Where you're like, man, my parents are just people. They probably have a favorite.
I kind of know I'm the favorite.
That's out of how many?
It's just two of us, but still, man, don't take the victory away from me.
What? No.
I'm probably not. I mean, I know she loves us both, but my dad probably likes my little brother more.
I don't know.
It's even then, right?
Yeah, it's
even then. Yeah. I mean, it's not like, it's just that I relate more to my mom. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how a lot of kids are. Like, they'll relate more to one parent, or they'll have traits.
Oh, absolutely.
More similar to one parent than the other one. And so, my dad was kind of like very laid back, parenting style. Like, he was there, but we didn't really do anything. It was like, it would be like, hey, you want to go fishing? He'd be like, nah, but I'm here though. So, I'm in the back room if you ever want to watch football.
So Hang out.
Yeah, it was that kind of relationship.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Any siblings?
I'm one of six kids.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah. I'm right in the middle.
Are you the favorite?
I don't know.
If you were, that would be really impressive. That's like...
Yes, I am the favorite.
This is why I love Allison and not you, baby.
I'm sorry, no. The favorite out of two is impressive, too. I'm just saying, like,
It's not. It's fine. We're moving on.
I'm an only child.
You have to be the favorite.
I do, and the least favorite. Or,
if you're not the favorite, then you've like...
really fucked up.
They like the dog more.
The dog gets a new bed, a full room, and you're like on the couch. Well,
why does the dog get the car bed? I really wanted that.
Well, when you get good grades like the dog, maybe.
When you stop shitting in the house, then maybe you can get it.
So we've finished step one of my master outline.
Let's read the outline.
Oh, we're already done with the intro?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to read the outline?
Sure.
Yeah.
Intro, names, occupation, social security number, and then that's it. I do have games, though.
Oh, nice.
I have games we could play.
Games. Truth or dare?
I will need someone's Facebook, though.
You can have mine.
And it's not to, like, look for your stuff.
That's okay. Even if it was, I like attention.
Well, you're one of six children.
Yeah, I'm right in the middle. I'm three. I'm number three.
Oh, goddamn.
Goddamn.
I'm going to read your Facebook.
Okay.
Statuses, and we're going to talk about them.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Yep. really glad that you offered. I don't think I've had a Facebook status in like 4 years.
So. Nice.
That'll be even more interesting.
You're probably a better person than I am. You're I'm like, constantly feeding, like looking for validation on Facebook. Like this stupid thing I said.
You are the main reason why I get no work done. Every yes. time I start working, I'm like, oh, Allison posted How to Live Forever? What? I gotta read that.
I gotta read it.
And then it'll be related to the 90s somehow? Or
I guess the page.
Okay, yeah.
Don't you have an iPhone?
Yeah. But I don't like the app, because it's not...
Got it.
There's not one button to go to your page. You have to go through something else.
Right.
Anyway. Are these your grandparents?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My grandparents are my cover photo. It's my Nana and my granddad.
Oh,
my Nana was a clown. She gave me my 5th birthday party. It was the best birthday I've ever had. Oh, she was the clown at my birthday.
That's what she just did? She just loved it?
She did a lot of things. She was like a substitute teacher. She was a nurse. She was a school nurse. She was... And then a clown.
Wow. Is that where you get your performer side from?
I think so.
And would she like combine something? Would she do like a Patch Adams kind of thing? Like,
oh, yeah. She That's her yeah. main thing...
Oh, wow.
She was a nurse
yeah.
first.
Yeah.
She was a school nurse, or she was an ER nurse, and then she was a school nurse. And then she was a clown, and she would go into, like, old folks' homes and perform and do stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She's the best person.
She sounds like the best person. She looks so adorable with your grandpa.
It was weird. We both used to... I used to have this birthmark on my hand that looked like a little freckle, like, okay. in between my fingers. Mm. And she had the same exact birthmark
oh,
on her hand.
Nice.
Nice.
Right? Isn't that weird?
We have that, too, in our family where it's just like a mole somewhere on her face. But only the boys get it.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing in my family is sometimes somebody gets an extra finger.
What? Oh. I thought receding hairlines was like a bad thing, but...
They oh. cut it off right when you're born, but...
Were you one
no,
of the
me.
Chosen few
no,
to
one
be
of my
the
siblings. Oh, man, what if that was their thing and they just cut the finger off?
Technically, it's a mutant mutation, so
yeah.
you would have been an X-Men.
Technically, it's a mutant. Technically, you're an X-Men.
the was it lamest like... X-Men.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I could still be here.
I passed the test, guys. I have 11 fingers, nothing else. I am a mutant, and I'm proud.
Fuck you, Wolverine. Yeah, with your super useful mutation.
Actually, you know what? His mutation
was man-made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just had,
very
like,
true.
Bones coming out.
Very true.
If you watched that painful. Horrible movie.
I didn't watch it.
I watched it, too, because I'm just a sucker for anything X-Men. But anyway, his bones would come out instead of, they weren't, like, metallic.
Right.
Because he wasn't born with metal in his body.
Well, bones.
Yeah. He was born with bones.
Yeah, it's a good point. He really doesn't belong there. Like, he's,
Wait,
that's not
he...
a mutation.
I mean,
means,
he also had, like, super healing factor.
But that wasn't also Army, I can't remember that movie well
so wait,
enough, I guess.
Wasn't it, he was an X-Men in that he had this mutation where his bones would come out. Like,
mm-hmm.
he was born with that and the healing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody apprehended him and, like, made it, like, metallic.
They, like, injected
like
adamantium, which is, like, in the Marvel universe, the strongest... It's not... I don't think it is.
Okay.
I think there's something that sounds like it that's real.
Yeah.
Adamantine or something? I don't know.
So the healing power... Because that's, like, his main thing... I mean, he's kind of immortal, right? I mean,
basically, he can live for a very long period of time, and if he gets shot, he just, like, poops out the bullet from his head. That's what they did in the movie.
Gross.
It just, like,
that's super gross.
I think that's still maybe my favorite line from any of the X-Men. Is it the first one where someone asks him, like, does it hurt when the metal comes out? And he's like,
Every time.
Oh, so great.
So emo and so delicious at the same time.
It's perfect.
Right?
It hurts
he's
every
that,
time.
He's like beautifully tortured.
Mm.
That's what his thing is.
That sounds like a movie.
Hmm.
What was that movie that just came out?
American Beauty.
But it was
Still
like
Peters. Peters,
yeah. The, Kevin Spacey's new hit.
The stars fell on us or whatever.
Oh, Fault in Our Stars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
When I saw those two people, I thought that it was a gay movie and they were both boys.
Oh, what a
yeah, what's
letdown.
Her name? Does look like a guy in the
Shaylee something.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's a romantic gay movie yeah. that isn't focused completely on sex.
Right.
But nope.
No. It's about kids with cancer.
Is that what it's about?
That's what it's about.
I really do. I don't know if it's like, I think that the studio or whatever would like think that that was just too much. Like, it would just be like, oh no, we're not going to do the cancer and the gay thing in the same movie. Like,
how heavy can we get? Yeah. There should be, it's getting to that time. They need to make a good gay centric movie that's not like the shittiest movies on Netflix.
I will say my favorite movie, though, is a movie called The Weeknd. Hmm. It's a like a British film.
I don't know that movie.
There's sex in it, but just enough to where it's classy.
Okay.
And arousing.
Those Brits.
There's,
the do it right.
The storyline is like there's this guy who's like kind of a free spirit and wild, and this other guy, he's very repressed, and like not out of the closet yet. And they have a hookup. And then the hookup turns into, oh, let's hang out. And then the hanging out turns into like a 3-day affair. But then he tells them, the free spirited one tells them, you know what, it turns out I'm going to America to study art. And then they get really upset. The other guy gets really upset, but it's only been 3 days.
Right.
So you can't be like, oh, why are you leaving me? Because you look like a crazy person.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
Which is why I don't have a relationship. But then at the end...
It's also one of the, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. And then at the end, they, like, meet at the train station, and the guy that's really repressed, he, like, kisses him in public.
Ooh!
It's, like,
ooh.
A big deal for him.
Yeah.
And then somebody screams out, faggot or something, but they're like, I don't even care. And they kiss, and then it's really sad. It's so sad, but it's so, like, uplifting, and it makes me cry, and it makes me go to sleep.
So does he go?
Yeah, he still goes to America, because it's only been 3 days.
Right. Isn't it... Sorry, what were you going to say?
Well, no, I was going to say about the 3 days thing, uh-huh. that, like, it's one of those things where, like, probably you feel like the other person totally understands what you're feeling, that even though it's been 3 days, it feels like a lot more and all that stuff,
right.
but you still, you don't want to be the one to say it, because
right.
just in case they don't.
Just in case that's actually that would, crazy.
Yeah.
See, I've learned that that's what you shouldn't say it, because even if they do feel that way... You saying it will totally ruin it.
Did that happen?
Yes.
Oh, no!
Oh.
Well, not in so many words. I wasn't like, oh, it's the third date. So, you're my bae, and I have a ring here. But it was like, I would ask about a relationship too early.
Right.
And it would just kind of ruin things.
I have no idea how dating works, so I get it.
Really?
With you. Mm-hmm.
I feel like lesbians have a greater time of it.
I don't. I've been like just doing improv and sketch for like a long time. Mm-hmm. The only like real ever relationship kinda that I ever really had was like a 2-week long thing that got like elongated, but it was like I was living here and so that wasn't gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
It was a weird thing. But like yeah. I don't know, I think it's hard for everybody. I think it's weird that like in movies like that, in movies, this is the way the story goes, is that person is like, hey, wait, I need you to stop, and they're like in an airport and they stop them and it's this giant romantic gesture. But mm-hmm. if somebody makes a giant romantic gesture in real life, unless you're already like been with that person, that's like creepy.
Oh, for
you
sure.
know? And it's like,
yeah.
whoa, that's like need to
not
chill,
to mention
you
that
know?
Even if the giant romantic gesture is great, I mean that's why I think the ending of The Graduate's maybe the best ending in movie history.
Oh my god!
If
yes.
the romantic gesture is amazing, then there's that bus scene right after, right?
Right.
Where
it's like
what the
what
fuck
the
did fuck? That? Did we just do? Yeah.
It's perfect. That is perfect. Have you ever seen 500 Days of Summer?
Yeah, it's great.
That's like
yeah, similar
top
kind
two
of feel.
Movies,
and a similar kind of feel, right?
Right.
Where it's like all those like big romantic gestures are like awesome. For like five minutes.
For like 5 minutes, and then it's like, then, chill, Tom, you're Life is not a movie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh, man.
I love that movie. I think those are that's like the best opening scene where it's like Tom Hansen, he had, like, he based his whole romantic outlook on life on the ending of a misreading of the ending of The Graduate.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
And she only loved two things, her long hair and how she could cut it off and feel nothing. Which is like,
I know your password now.
Yep.
So, moving on to Facebook status. Shoutouts? I don't know what I'm going to call this thing yet.
Facebook blowout.
But do you want to read that text?
Out loud, no.
That's not where I'm just personally. Okay, so the last text Allison has is 2 hours ago.
Facebook?
This is the status, right?
Yeah.
First of all, it's a picture of her eye, her right, left eye, and it says, I'm going to start making more deliberate, glossed over eye contact. You know what? Thy say, eyes are the windows to the ... Allison, stop. You're creeping me out. Where did that come from? Why do you want to make more?
Oh, I don't know. I got bored and started taking pictures of my eyes. And I was like, I'm creepy. And then I was like, I should tell people.
All right. Moving on to Ben's Facebook. Do you mind if I look at your Facebook?
Not at all, but I really, it's gonna be pretty boring.
I don't mind digging. I think if it's boring and mundane, that'll be even better.
That'll be probably better, especially like Facebook posts from 5 years ago. They were all shit like, going out.
Well, it's gonna be like...
What? Wait, did that?
What was Facebook 4 years ago?
It's basically...
Gonna go listen to the newest Backstreet Boys CD.
Janet Jackson's nipples fell out, y'all.
Did that
happen 4 years ago?
Did you?
Like 5, 6.
It was either like 4 years ago or like 20 years.
Nothing in between.
No way. It's gotta. Alright, let's see what my thing is. Where's my profile?
Right? See? It's not that easy.
Go to.
And he's
there
got
there. You go. There you are.
Okay. Because I like.
There's
usually,
lots of pictures here, though.
There are pictures. Yeah. Well, I mean, look through, pick out whatever you want. There's Shanna, right? She was,
Shanna Brown.
Wasn't she part of the first episode?
Or the second?
She's on my Mint team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
She's on your what team?
Mint
at MCL. It's
musical,
like a musical. Yeah, music improv thing.
Musical comedy live.
There's do you sing? Or do you just do music improv? That doesn't mean you sing. I just realized that.
My voice is, like, fine. But it's fun.
Cool.
Yeah, I really don't have much. I'm sorry.
Anything you've posted? That you posted? Are you going back to 2009?
I don't know what else. I really don't post very often.
Oh, wow.
And it's just people... It's mainly people posting online.
There's something. That's you, right?
Yeah, but I have no idea what it means. Goes to Gresham College.
Did you update your Facebook? Is that what it was? Like you updated where you went?
No, I think Gresham College was a college that I wrote a paper on that existed in like the 1600s. So I don't think I went there. Is there another game that we can check out? This one's just not, I don't think it's really happening for me.
Yeah.
In terms of social media.
Because Allison, every day.
Every day, like 4 times a day.
And I read half of them at least.
I read all of them twice.
Well, like, so, like, what kind of stuff do you post for the most part? Other than the eye content? Like links to stuff?
Yeah, I like to post links or like other statuses. Yeah, that's mainly what I do on Facebook is I look for interesting articles and stuff. Yeah. That's how I get like most of my pop culture intake is like through Facebook articles and stuff.
Sh- She does have a lot of interesting articles. Like the one the that I...
The contact one?
I was
the falling
say
in
that.
Love one.
Yeah, the falling
Maybe
in love one.
Maybe that's what it's about, really. My subconscious wants me to fall in love before Valentine's Day.
Well, you're running out of time.
And I'm just being...
No, you got this. Right. Come on. You got just like 6 hours. More than 6 hours.
That's like a day.
That's
if
like
you
a
multiply
day.
It times what? Four?
If you round up
six,
past
six,
zero.
Yeah. Seven. 30. 88. You have 88 hours. I'm terrible at math. But yeah, that eye contact story was saying how if you do these particular steps, you can fall in love with almost anyone.
It's interesting.
Like if you sat down with the person, made eye contact, and you each asked each other specific personal questions, and that got deeper and deeper as you went along.
And you had to be, like, honest and completely vulnerable. You could not lie or anything. Mm-hmm.
For, like, what, an hour or 100 questions?
I think it was, like, a certain number of questions to pan out to be about, like, an hour and a half. Something
then,
like that.
And then after that, you had to go and just look into each other's eyes for...
I don't even know. Like,
for a set amount of time. At least,
like 10 minutes or something.
At least
crazy.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
So is the idea behind it that, like, at the end of the day, compatibility and that stuff doesn't really matter? It's more just, like, if you have another person that you feel like you've really shared something with and, like, really connected with in some way?
Yeah, it's about, like, vulnerability, I think
what, yeah.
The point that they're making.
I mean, I kind of buy that.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure, like, attractiveness plays some part in it, but, like...
Oh, yeah. It's, like,
not
the,
all of it.
The thing of, like, I've heard this quote before by somebody where it was... you know, attractiveness and looks stuff gets you in the door, but personality and like the interpersonal things keep you in the house, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. They never let me in the house. I'm always
I'm
on the doorstep.
Still knocking.
I'm still knocking. but yeah, it was an interesting article.
I like stuff like that.
There definitely are extreme cases, right? I mean, like
sure.
there are people who like. No matter how long they look each other in the eye and, like, are honest, like, their honest truth is just,
right.
It's, like, so antagonistic
also,
to the other person or whatever, yeah.
Right. Or, like, blind people, because they can't participate.
Well, they feel. They can feel each other's face.
Right. Okay, yeah. That's probably the equivalent.
But I... Imagine walking
blind
into
people
a,
can fall in love.
Imagine walking into a coffee
you
shop.
You sing.
Just walking into a coffee shop and seeing two blind people just filling each other's faces for like 30 minutes.
I would love that.
That would be so romantic.
I think at first I'd be like, what?
Depends. Yeah.
Like, at first, it would be like a thing where at first I'd be like, what the hell? And then like after a while I'd be like, oh my god.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.